room. And I understand that Amani is not present, but she is participating remotely. So, Sherry, can you start our next step for me?
Yeah. So, we're not in the room. Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Thank you. And
Jackson, and this is Sherry Collins. I work for the Office of General Counsel.
Good afternoon. Diane Moser, I'm the Director of Employee Services.
Good afternoon. Curly Everwell, I'm the Director of Ethics Office.
Carmel Moore, I'm sorry.
Good afternoon. Carol Freiberger, member of the Ethics Commission.
Hello, Latonya Wilson Smith, Ethics Member.
Dorothy Yammer, Ethics Commission Member.
Do you mind waiting for the Commission Member?
Sandy Humbertas, Executive Assistant Ethics Office.
Thank you, everybody. Next is the minutes approval for the letter of the committee review of minutes. If so, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes or approve the minutes.
So moved.
Sorry. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of accepting the minutes as presented, do you vote yes? Commission meeting minutes of March 26, 2021.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody have any? Okay, thank you, everybody. Next up, our report, the Echo Office, Carla.
Great report. We're just busy in the office going over the budget. The mayor's budget review is in June, so there's a lot of paperwork that's going on right now, and that's what we're in the middle of doing. And I wanted to also take a little bit from the training section and just put it up in this section just to mention it because I think it might be relevant. Since the main old business that we're going to be discussing is succession planning, there is a new policy reflecting current law that I wanted to read to everybody. And that is board members, any of the commission members here, that might apply for a position being filled by the board have a conflict of interest between their public duties as a board member and private interest in obtaining the position. Thus, board members applying for positions with their board are required by our Jacksonville Ordinance Code to resign from the board. I just want everyone to know that law, because we don't have this come up very often, so we haven't had to mention it before. We have had some very significant situations in the city, most notably with the JEA, but there have been other boards where there's a board member discussing hiring of an executive director, and then they apply for that position. So to avoid the appearance of any conflict, if a board member intends to apply for the position, the member must advise the board as early as possible and refrain from participating in board conversations regarding the position. So I mentioned that to you. I don't think that everyone's going to just jump in the thing and say they want to be director of the ethics office, but if someone did want to pursue that, now's the time to probably any of you declare that intention and in good faith remove yourself from proceeding, discussing the actual position that you intend to apply for. So I just wanted to mention that before we got into that substantive area. And that's on the report, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Carla. Jerry, do you have a report for us?
No report, thank you.
Thank you. Next up, I'm going to add something. I'm going to ask Dorothy to give us a committee report from the complaint committee. Dorothy?
Yes, thank you. We are set to, we're scheduled to meet on May 18th. We have currently over 12 cases pending, and we will review those and make a decision on the 18th.
Thank you. Before we get into the next item, which is session planning for the director.
and I'm a stepping down as ethics director, and I made a recommendation of my deputy director to fill the position. And so we're into like new territory for the Ethics Commission because I've held the position ever since it was created. In fact, I actually wrote, should be an ethics officer in the city. I don't think I can get it, but you know, anyhow, that's how it turned out. And so we haven't had a change of guard. And so this is the first time we've done it. And so it's, I just wanted to communicate, I don't think I did this last time, how important it is for me. This is, it's important to get the office going and to certainly be functional in it. It's more important on how I leave it and where it's at in the future. Like, that is the most important thing to me. It's beyond any particular person for me. It is what is going to be best for this office and the transfer of institutional know-how, protecting the office from any attacks, anything that could happen to it. I protected it like a mother hen for the last 20 years, and I have nicks all over me from doing it. So it's very important to me that the right decision is made to carry on into the future. Otherwise, I will not retire happily, and I'll wake up in the middle of the night stressed out. So I wanted to tell you that, just to discuss briefly, five-year succession plan put into place. And I realize that some of you are new and you have the bat 5 years. And I talked to some of the prior chairs. In fact, one of them, James Young, is listening in on this meeting. And James saw the office go from one person, me, to a point where the Ethics Commission was looking at me in a meeting. And I don't think they wanted, I mean, I had held the position for like 5 or 6 years. And the discussion was, what are we going to do if you're not here? What if you get hit by a car? And I looked around like, I'm careful, don't want you to get hit by a car. And I think they wanted to say, you're getting a little old. Do you know, when are you going to like plan for the office? And so I'm not sure they want a succession plan. So we talked about like how can we get more money from the city. It was very controversial just getting the office to be independent. And every penny was like squeezed out of the administration. And so finally, in 2014, the Ethics Commission had a strategic plan. They were talking about succession planning and how to get the money, how to support the Ethics Office to be able to expand so that if I got hit by a car or truck or something, that we would have someone to carry on. And so in 2014, the main thing that I put in place was to create the Inspector General's office because I was handling all the IG functions at the same time. And so that office was started in 2014, and that's 12 people on staff now. So I knew the IG's office, once that got up and running, was going to take like a big chunk of what I was doing. And then I looked and I got in the office and I was living with there. And I got some more money from the administration, the mayor's office was supportive, and so I knew I needed to get an attorney and someone I could transfer knowledge to and give the institutional knowledge to. So I worked with employee services, and I said, we need to do a search. We need to get someone in. We wrote up the job description, someone we could train, someone we could do, handle the Ethics Commission, handle all the things that I was handling at the time. We had 5 people that we interviewed. We had more apply. 5 people were interviewed, and Kirby Oakville, who was the one that was hired after that process. And so basically from that time in 2015, I've been working on every aspect of the job to train someone with the institutional knowledge. Now, I would say that there's probably a mistaken idea that the only thing that we do is come in here and have X. Meetings and complaints committee. That's about 20% of what we do because we handle so many things with all the independent authorities and constitutional officers. So I wanted to make sure that, if I hit my truck, that my institutional knowledge was in someone else's head. It is in someone else's head now, so I feel relieved. I don't want to hit my truck, but I feel relieved. And that means that I have done what I consider my role in preparing someone. That isn't your role, that was my role, because if I said one day, I'm leaving, good luck, I I felt it was my duty to give you a candidate that had that institutional knowledge. Now, what you do with that is in your own parameters. Do you know what I mean? And I trust this commission. I've always trusted every single one of you to do the right thing. The future of the office is in your hands. I've done my end of like taking the stuff out of my brain and putting it in someone else's brain. You have like two processes. One is to hire, go in an internal route, and the other is an external route. They're both options for you. Where you go with that, like I said, I trust you to do the right thing. So that's all I'm going to say, but good luck. And I would like to also have Diane Moser introduce Diane. I've known Diane for many years. She's the head of employee services, our HR department, has been amazing in her help to the commission over the years. She's an excellent resource for you in this process, and she'd like to say a few words to you.
And you get to decide. You do, within the city, have a precedent for both.
There's no substitute for them, and particularly if you do hire someone external, it's going to take that person at least a year to get up to speed. And if anything should go wrong or happen during that time, the ethics commission would effectively be dead and wise and unable to really act effectively. So I completely agree that I think that we should go with the internal candidate, interview the internal candidate, and hopefully that would work. And if anything did come up at that moment, we could choose another route.
Thank you.
I was just going to add that, in the beginning, I said that the committee had a very lengthy discussion. It was a very lengthy discussion. And I just don't want it to be lost as to how we got here today. And the reason why we're here today is because some of the members of that committee, or some of the individuals who were at the meeting, voiced their concerns about things looking appropriate. And didn't want it to seem like we had just selected someone who was already in the process or in the office to fill the spot without opening it up. And so I'm just putting that information out for those who are not in that committee meeting to know kind of how we got here today.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Mary.
Thank you. I appreciate what Ms. Dixon is saying. I've seen some boards who handle things in their leadership selection process that way. I've seen a lot more boards that I've sat on in the nonprofit world that have used the type of ladder system. This is an abbreviated version of that. We brought someone in about 5 years ago. We've done an institutional knowledge transition. I would favor an internal search because I think it's the wise way to go when you have a sophisticated position like this. I would favor almost immediately afterwards doing the type of search we did that found Kirby for our next interview for the same basic reason. I think it's responsible for an institution like this one. I do think at some point it should be an open and broader process because of the point sounds like you're mentioning this. So that's why I favor what's been discussed at the moment, that the individual approach. I think we have a chance to be both in a responsible way to look at from certain topics.
Thank you.
Ellen.
I think
Imani has her hand raised.
Hey, I'm going to run my hand now. I don't want to put up the concern last month. And again, I still have a concern. I understand about institutional memory. I understand about learning growth. I understand about succession planning for several large corporations or large cities. Then you have succession planning. However, my concern still lies in the fact with the team pitch flash and with the focus on the internal grooming that occurs, that means that we have almost a very narrow chosen and maybe perhaps privileged person in a position, which may be a disadvantage for some people. So when I find the board in the future, in the earlier situation, that we don't have similar situation where the candidate candidate and the internal process for a candidate and this process and all these types of people who are speaking the same language. Thank goodness I don't want this job. I have other things that I'm hearing for to do, but I still think that we need to act ethically and we need to appear to act ethically. That this is not a top-down approach, or it's not something that is just rather scaled from within. I think we need to take a good hard look at what the process is, and if we believe that the internal balance is the preferred method, so be it. But I think we need to have an open and candid discussion about other people who might be interested and who might be qualified for this. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Thank you.
May
yes, of course.
If I may.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. So, just real brief.
I've conducted part of my responsibilities at my employer is to oversee the Human Resource Department. We've conducted 4 national searches in the last 24 months. 3 out of 4 were abysmal and very expensive. Minimum $50,000 up without hiring an outside search firm. That's the cost, internal cost. So I think we want to talk about fair and all of these other things. Let's also talk about our fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers of this city, because why would we spend that money? Additionally, one of those searches that we did, one of the abysmal ones, was for a compliance and ethics officer. So I can tell you the folks that are out there that would apply for the job in this current environment. I mean, personal experience. And it's not what everybody thinks. Let's separate the trend from the truth here. The trends in these searches, the truth is that they usually end in disaster, as we heard with the Office of the Inspector General. There's a lot of other things I can say in response to that. But a previous commission did the search. They were smart. They handled it the right way in case something did happen. And I think based upon this is a relational position. We've been dancing around that by saying institutional knowledge is a relational position. And we've had that kind of relationship with Ms. Miller. I think it would be disgraceful if we didn't at least, based upon the previous commission's actions, based upon our knowledge of what these searches typically turn out, and based upon our recommendation, if we didn't at least do an interview with the internal people.
Thank you.
Joe?
One of the things I was going to do is ask for Carlton's perspective, so that was why I didn't push to go to first thing. But Ms. Moser, if we interview the internal candidate, can we still decide to go to an external search without making some kind of finding that it was a bad interview? Is that possible, or once we interview, do we have to say yes or no?
You can say that you would like to open up the search without saying the reason why. You can.
Do you know the cost of the search when we look for a previous position?
I do not have that on the record. I can tell you when we do a search, we've got an applicant tracking system that we use. We do pay money for the system, but we use it for all of our jobs, and it hits some of the major sites out there, such as Indeed.com, ZipRecruiter, Glassdoor, and a few others of that nature. So we pay for that system, but I do not have the exact number for interviews. We don't track each position, actually, the cost of each position. We just have staff that do it.
Thank you. I don't think I have anything else. I just got to say that my comment, it would be very difficult for me, I think, to vote against the motion that's on the table right now, which is conduct an interview. I don't know how I'll come out ultimately on the decision of how we hire, but that's just my perspective. I don't know that I can vote against the interview motion.
Thank you, Joe.
It's a little challenging. See, my name, everybody. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Thank you. My question is a follow-up. Ms. Moser, so even though you can't track the cost, is it anywhere near $50,000?
Our cost is not near $50,000. If you did use a headhunter, then it could definitely be $50,000. But again, we are equipped with an applicant tracking system. So it would not be near $50,000. But it does cost money.
Maybe one of the ways we can meet the concern about interviewing this candidate is to decide what is our procedure going to be. Is it just going to be an interview? Or are we going to consider credentials? Or do we have some process?
There is a process outlined for us that Ms. Moser is going to present on that. I think her intention was to present on it after we made a decision.
My point is something that might help us, that might help me the concerns that were expressed.
Thank you. Carla?
Just to add, to answer that question, there is a job description for my position and qualifications, and then there's a procedure developed by employee services. So it wouldn't be an organic process that would make us go on. It would be very tight and run by employee services.
Thank you.
selfish, but just for the grade, do you want to add?
No, I agree with Joe. I don't think I can do it again, so I think we need to come up with something.
Let me just kind of look around at my colleagues and see if you want me to ask Diane to outline what the process would be for interviewing an internal candidate, or do you want to be completely clear?
I wouldn't mind hearing the process. I also wouldn't mind if somebody had that job description, see that.
We can pass it on now.
Madam Chair, certainly we can share that for the institution to see it as well.
Is it something you can email to Carly?
I can accept the email from my phone.
Carla said, Mommy, I don't think it's fair that Carla said she would attempt to email it to you. We're not allowed to touch the laptop, but if it was on my computer screen, I'd be happy to. If there was a way to share it on the computer screen, it would be better.
I'll do that. Let's see if you can send it to Mom.
Amani and Carlos are working on it right now. I'm going to give everybody a couple of minutes to read.
Amani, I have two email addresses for you. One, PA, and the other, LA Law. Which one would you prefer? Before we take and to move properly seconded.
going to first look at the people who are physically in the audience. Does anybody wish to make a comment? Go ahead. You have 3 minutes, okay? You heard the instructions about holding down the button while you speak?
Right.
Got it.
My name is John Newman, and thank you for recognizing what I will interpret to be public participation, you know, as opposed to public comment before a vote is taken by a board or commission. And I would just hope that, if I understand the motion, you're going to be in charge.
You're welcome. Anybody else here to make a comment? Yes, sir. Sir, you have to press the button on the right hand side of the microphone and hold it while you're speaking so we can hear you. Mr. Newman is going to show you.
I just wanted to say that in any case, you should be looking for the most qualified, period, point blank. And I agree that the job comes with a job description. So it isn't difficult. You read what the job description is, and you find the person who knows how to follow those instructions. My other concern is when I read what is written for the job description today, it's different from what's written by law and amendment. It goes into more depth and it deals with a whole different dynamics than just what's stated on this today. So I would think that the attorneys on board should already have given you all what the law says that the Ethics Commission duties. Thank you. Thank you.
Is there anybody else present in the room who wants to have an opportunity to make a comment on the motion? Okay. I'm going to look at the people who are attending by Zoom, and I can't see any members of the public on my view. Sandy, is anybody?
Mr. Young has his hand up on Zoom.
Oh, fantastic. Mr. Young, you have the floor for 3 minutes.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair. Pleasure to address the commission. As Carla mentioned, I formerly served, I'm the honor of serving as chair of the commission. I was a member of the commission for 5 or 6 years in its infancy. And I do want to reiterate something Carla mentioned, which is at the time that we were formalizing this position, both the office itself and the support position, the underlying concept was going out of a concern by the commission, and certainly my personal concern, that a position like Carla's, the ethics director,
No.
Thank you. Okay, so we've heard from the public, and we've heard everybody give you comments. We have a motion before us, which is to interview the internal candidate. Let's do a voice vote around the room. Aaron, can you go ahead and vote?
Yes, I vote for.
Four.
Joe?
I vote four.
Okay.
Yay. O'Connor?
Yay.
Eric?
Yay.
Monty?
Abstain.
And non-binding vote in favor of the motion. So the motion passes with 8 in favor and 1 abstention. Thank you. So I think, Diane, can you make a few comments about the information that you presented to us around the procedure for the internal succession plan candidate? And I think you said that we would have the opportunity to make the changes before we vote on it. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Okay, I'll walk you through, and when we get to the end of it, if we...
Madam Chair, can I address one thing real quick before you move on?
Yeah.
I remember Sherry teaching me a lesson about Chapter 1 as well a couple of years ago. I don't think you can abstain unless you have a conflict, right?
Yeah, that is correct. So that if you are abstaining from the vote, you do need to identify what your contribution is, and then subsequently you will have to complete a conflict form as well. So at this point, if you want to provide the description of why you're abstaining from the vote.
I will fill my abstention and vote now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amani. Thank you for the clarification. What was the rule you cited?
In Chapter 112, which is the state ethics code, there's a provision that requires local board members to vote, and it's to keep people from being able to abstain just for, you know, convenience. And I'm sorry, Amani, that there were somebody else I would have brought up the same thing. I hope you trust me on that one.
Thank you. I always like to learn, so I appreciate it.
Okay, so you all have the procedures in front of you, and you have the job description as well. We'll start off with procedures. So the following procedures are meant to be approved and established by you, and then will be followed as it relates to hiring the executive director. And in this case, this will be related to the internal succession plan candidate. So the commission approval items would be to approve that they are going to consider the internal candidate for the position without advertising the position. You essentially move that forward. So that's been done. And as I've mentioned at least twice, if the internal candidate does not have a successful interview, or let's just say you aren't quite pleased with the interview and feel like they need to open up a search, you can do that at any time. Appointment of the nominating committee. It sounds like you have a nominating committee, and I wasn't involved in that. So I just had, Carl and I had discussed this, so I just want to make sure that this is all clear. The commission chair would designate the nominating committee, and the chair of the committee specify a quorum of the appointed members in that part of conducting business at each committee meeting, and that non-committee members or non-voting members may attend meetings that cannot vote. And then determine what a quorum is. Then employee services will assist the nominating committee in developing the interview questions. And ES is employee services. I know it also, it's also my initial time. I'm very freaked out with my responsibility for about 2 minutes. So it's employee services. So employee services will conduct references of the internal candidate and provide an overview to the commission. The commission would then interview because it would make more sense for the person to come in front of the school commission rather than just the nominating commission. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted the person to come in front of the nominating commission and then the school commission, would do that as well. The candidate would present her ideas, agenda, and vision for the ethics office to the ethics commission meeting. Board would discuss and make a decision with respect to the hiring of the candidate, and if the candidate was selected at that point, the board chair and employee services would determine an appropriate amount to offer the selected candidate commensurate with her experience and education. Employee services would be responsible based on how the interview went, that would be acceptable as well. Let me just take that back. Because she is an interim candidate, you would not have to have, I'm taking that back. If you were opening it up to the external candidate, then you should have a list of questions. But because she's internal, she's the only one being considered at this point, you could ask anything you want, as long as you don't violate any employment laws.
So, I'm not all that concerned about violating employment laws. Because I can sense that at least a few of my colleagues think there may be some value in an external search, is it a good idea to create a list of questions? That way, if you decide to go external for whatever reason, we've got those questions already?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any feedback or comments about the plan?
I'm not sure if you can see my hands or not.
I can't. It's very hard for me to keep up with what's happening on the screen. So thank you for speaking out loud. You can be recognized.
Thank you. So let me process things a little bit on the floor. I think two should be number one, and one should be number two. I think you should. It wants to decide if you're going to need to be some type of person with internal action that we have to start with now. And then decide if you're going to interview the regional candidate. And then my comment on the third part, part three, is that I haven't known employee services before now to be involved in the process. And so my question is related to whether the involvement is for the legality of the questions and whether it's for the content or the purpose of the content of those questions. I think that the commission will have a better grasp on the substances than for content.
Okay, before I ask Ms. Linder to comment on that, I believe, based on what just happened during the meeting, that the commission already approved item number one, that we're going to consider the interview the internal candidate. And the nominating committee has been appointed. It makes sense to put these in a different order on the form. You certainly can do that.
I'm interested that we don't have a process in place right now, and that if the owners of the firm know it, develop this procedure, and that we are supposed to start writing this procedure is a process. Am I wrong there?
This is the procedure for considering the internal candidate first. There was a different procedure prepared if we were considering an external candidate, but because we voted to interview the internal candidate first, this is the one that was presented to us. Is that correct?
That is correct. And if I just may add, I've worked with many boards and commissions on their searches for executive directors, and this is certainly something that we do way more often than not. I actually don't remember not doing something like this, which is me bringing forth a document that explains the processes so that you have a starting point, and then opening it up to discussion and revisions as needed.
And Amalia, one of your questions, whether or not the police services is routinely involved in assisting in developing interview questions?
No, my question is related to number three, employee services, is whether they are involved for the purpose of the legality of the question or for the substance of the question.
Thank you for clarifying.
Thank you. And the answer could be both.
So, based on the answer and my perspective, then, is that we probably need to clarify that when we are at a commission on employee services for the legality and substance of the legality. One of the criteria that I believe that the commission is in the best position to develop those questions. You know, as we know there's a fluid commission in time, so we need to be best aware of what I would highlight or the low level that it can be.
experience working with employee services on hiring people, and they come in with very standard questions that were very helpful to get things going. But then you can always tweak them, you can add, you can delete, but their initial input, I felt, in all the procedures back then through hiring was very helpful.
Can I
ask you
something? Maybe put this into a procedure that follows the Robert's rules. I think I will move that we adopt this policy with the change that my colleague Eric suggested to bullet one of 1.1.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any additional discussion?
I have one other one, and this is in the spirit of Ms. Hoyden's comment. Ms. Moser, have you used this policy with the board before?
I actually started with the policy that we used with another board. We didn't call it a nominating committee, we called it a selection committee. So I did start from a process that I had used with another board, yeah.
So other than selection and nominating, this is a procedure that another board has used?
Yes.
Thank you. All of
it. Any other discussion? And I'm just checking with you since I can't really see you well. Did you have anything to add?
You're on the eighth of mine.
I couldn't hear. I think you said you had nothing to add.
I have nothing to add. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have a motion on the floor that we adopt the procedure here before the internal succession plan as a procedure with the change recommended by Dr. Freiberger, which was, I'm not sure if it was done exactly right, that the commission can.
Would you like me to respond?
I would love it. Thank you.
Just like somebody suggested, out of simplicity, that we change the second sentence to the commission may decide to conduct an external search at any time.
Thank you. So that's the motion to accept the internal succession plan procedure as we have before, with the changes I have just reiterated for us. I'll go voice vote again.
Do we have public participation on this matter?
Do you have public participation
on this matter? Yes, I do.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead then, because you suggested. Does anybody in the audience want to add a public comment on this matter, on this motion before us right now?
Yes.
Okay, you'll have the 3 minutes that you had before.
Dressing room, table, a little showroom, this, the other, no, ethics when we don't have people of ethics holding these positions, when they are showing up and the jobs are still going undone, we hurt. It wreaks havoc in our lives. Without ethics, we have nothing. We can't hold anybody accountable for anything. And every department must adhere to the ethic laws. But you gotta know what they are for you legal enforcement. And when I read, Judicial Code, Chapter 602, Jacksonville Ethics Code, Part 12, General Provisions. And when I read through that, does that include you all or not? Are you all held to some kind of, where do I find your law? What governs you? Where is that? Because when it says Jacksonville Ethics Code, so
I provide the duties and powers of the Ethics Commission as well as in the charter.
Correct. And I read it in the charter. And it's not being taught there either. I just don't see the connection between what is written and what is actually done. It's written that you're supposed to do one thing, but yet I see you doing something totally different. So I'm confused, and that's why I came today, because I need to know if what is written in the law is what you all are supposed to do, or are you some separate entity and you just do what you want to do?
Thank you for your comments. Your time is up. Would you like to make a comment on the motion before the floor is set?
Absolutely.
You have the floor for 3 minutes.
Thank you, Peggy. It's kind of a settle down the mayor. Peggy, concur with Ms. Vaughn.
Thank you. Sandy, will you help me know if there's anybody on the Zoom section of the meeting who wants to speak?
No one on Zoom.
No one on Zoom. Okay, thank you so much. So, having heard from the public, we're ready to vote on our motion that we adopt the procedure before us with the amendment that Dr. Freiberger made. Mary?
Vote for.
Carl?
I vote for. Some of
yay.
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 Amani?
Yay.
Thank you, and I also vote yay. I believe that passed unanimously. Thank you. Okay, thank you, everybody. I guess we're ready to move on to new business. Will somebody text Kirby and let her know that she can put something on it? Okay. So, Carla, you're up for new business.
This is going to be short. Now, I know you'd like me to go through the whole manual page by page, but instead we're going to hand out the Board of Commission training manual. And let's see. Diane, I know you have to go for an appointment. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for your advice.
Okay.
Well, while those are going out, I seem to remember an item left over from last
I believe that it was going to be referred to the legislative committee to review before it came to the whole commission at Sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And the legislative committee is planning to meet in the next couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Does everybody have their new manual? What I would suggest that everybody does, we've had various training, and I have talked to Dr. Farber separately on the phone. We used to do training every year, and we'll do training this year in snippets, but instead of just reading and having a PowerPoint of all this information, you guys know most of the authority, but I would ask you, it's very short, it's easy to read, if you could read it again. And go over it and make sure that if you have any questions on anything in here, this is all key information, please call Kirby or myself. Now, the information that's new, this is a handout that is stuck in the manual. There are some very important new procedures that have evolved over the last couple of months. The first is, which is very pertinent, really to our current discussions on hiring and evaluating staff, tips for boards and commissions. We had a discussion today with the Ethics Commission, but we have many boards and commissions that contact us about ethics procedures in connection with hiring, and especially sunshine issues, like could we, like if Kirby insists upon being here during the discussion, could we ask her to leave? No, you know, because the meeting's open to everybody. Typically, people excuse themselves when they're being interviewed, but they don't have to. They want to sit. I remember one time the Ethics Commission was interviewing someone for the commission, and someone said, "Would you please all leave the room?" And I mean, you can't obviously do that. So this hiring and evaluating staff comes from a lot of things that we've seen happen with boards and commissions. So please read this one over. I went over with you that if any board member, and boy, we've seen this happen in the city with JEA and a couple other commissions, if you want to take a position with the entity that you're overseeing, there's conflict of interest and there's also a duty to be transparent on that. So enough said on that. Special considerations for quasi-judicial action. The Ethics Commission does decide things in our complaints committee that put you in quasi-judicial as a quasi-judicial entity. And so these are the rules as far as basing your decisions on evidence and not taking any ex parte communications. Read this over. This pertains to when you handle a complaint. But you don't want to have anyone calling you up and trying to influence you on your decisions clearly. But read that one over. And then we have special rules for telephonic meetings, which has been on a state of flux for the last year with COVID. But now, basically, there are rules on when you can participate by telephone. Florida law is such that they want people to show up in person. At the state level, state boards actually get to call in and have telephonic meetings. But until COVID, we were not allowed to do that. Now we can again. But so there's special law connected to that, which we went over at the beginning of our meeting. So we have like a demonstration of how that works on voting for exceptional circumstances. And then some basics on Robert's Rules of Order that come up with boards and commissions all the time. We've actually condensed all of Robert's rules into one page, two sides. So if you could spend a little time going over this, 10, 15 minutes at least, you know, read it over. I think it'll all pretty much be something that you know, but there might be one or two things in there that I need a review of. So I appreciate it if you could take a look at both of these and call Kirby or myself if you have any questions. And if there's any questions now, I'm happy to answer them.
When I was on the Health Planning Council for HIV and AIDS, we had names, with AIDS Council, I love mentioning placards that you could see when you were looking at us, but on the back was a Robert's Rules of Order cheat sheet. I wonder, I'm going to sign myself up for one of those, and I don't know if anybody else would like to have one, but perhaps that's something we could develop.
more looked at so that they're readily available for people who are going to be less familiar with the process.
Yeah, that would be, that's a great idea. I've never seen a group do that.
Well, from the health plan, capital for each.
And I'll tell you, I this is also an example, since the Ethics Commission is responsible for oversight or taking a look at our training, that this is the kind of training materials that we're putting out for all the boards and commissions in the city. And I think that Kirby and Andrea and our office have done a really good job to, you know, make it easy to read and graphics and everything. It's really a good advancement for the office. So since there's no questions, thank you. And call me anytime if you read this and you have a question.
Was that everything you had for training? Okay, so now we're up to announcements and scheduling the future meeting. So literally can't believe that it's May 10th, but it is. Carla shared with me that the Ethics Office is going to be conducting training for the City Council on June 7th. Robin, are you giving up this public comment? Emily, I didn't mean to. Let's do those now, and then I'll do the announcement. Thank you for having that, Jerry. I appreciate it. So we have another opportunity for public comments, and these are general public comments, so they can be on any topic that you wish to share. You'll still be limited to 3 minutes. Does anybody who's here today want to speak?
Hello, my name is John Haney, and this is on file with Sweet. If you think I'm going to hold the button for me, if you don't mind.
Again, I want to say I'm totally confused.
No one on Zoom.
Okay, thank you. And thanks again, Sherry, for the reminder. So then we're going to move to announcements and scheduling the future meetings. And I was sharing with you that the Ethics Office is going to conduct a training for the City Council on June 7th. Carla, did you come in? It was from 9 to 11:30.
The exact dates haven't been set, but it'll be breakfast and then going into the meeting around 9 o'clock.
I just wanted to make sure that
employee services to look on those interview questions. And I wonder if we should set the next full commission meeting for sometime in June. Any recommendation, Carl? What are your thoughts?
I don't have any open brain date, but we're running into the budget process of the city, and I thought when I gave my notice 6 months, there'd be like too much time. We're running out of time in order to make budget considerations. So I think the sooner the nominating committee can get together and do their end of their work, and then the whole commission be for the procedure to balance the honors, I would think that sometime in June.
Should we block a day?
If everyone can do that with their calendar now.
Are you going to try to give it a shot? Do you want to propose a day for us to look at coming up based on what's going on in your office?
You know, the training of city council is on June 7th in the morning, so we'll be kind of focused on that. The last case of May, working on getting that together. Especially on the 7th of May. So I'm going to say the week of June 7th, after our training on June 7th, 8, 9, 10, 11.
That's the week before
tomorrow. It's the week of, what is the impact in here?
The Florida Bar Convention.
Florida Bar Convention, is that week?
Can we move any quicker than that? Is the issue that you guys are prepared for this?
Oh, you know, no. We can move quicker, and I'm happy to do it. Let's see.
Should the
nominating
meet later this week, and there's three of us.
Maybe
later this week or next week?
The nominating committee? Yeah, tomorrow. I mean, I think the whole commission. Are you setting the nominating now? Or the whole commission?
I thought we were talking about the whole commission. I was just thinking we can move quicker and get nominating, and then we can get back to the whole commission and figure out where we're headed here. And just one way or another, we need to get moving.
I propose then that the nominating committee meet next week, leave at the 17th, and the full commission needs to leave at the 24th of May, and just, you know, do it that way.
So, much.
The 20th, the 19th, or 20th, 21st, after the nominating committee.
And why is it on the
20th?
Jamie's suggesting the 20th, and Monty, I heard you say something, but I had my finger on the button and I couldn't quite make it out.
Legislative committee, that's one of the days that we're committed for the 20th and the 27th.
Thank you.
Who's our other colleague on nominating? The Darcy?
It's actually Darcy on the calendar that we're for you.
What's the timing of this meeting? What time is that?
Whenever you guys want.
What's on the floor right now? Are you looking at the right seat?
Sorry.
people, let's take them and sit together, and then the rest of us will do what we can to support that community if we want to attend. What do you think?
Yeah.
If you mind, if you do that?
We can do that.
Okay. And should we try to look for a date for the full commission for the following week, or is that...
I think that's even harder. Please realize that we'll get that email out to everybody for both of those committees tomorrow, so please respond right away, and we'll get to next.
Okay. Very good. Any other announcements? Anything else, Anna? Kirby?
Thanks for organizing me. I just wanted to take a minute to thank everyone.